It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now, we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Today, I don't know what
May 3rd.
May the 3rd, 2024.
I always write it on my sheet.
Do you
because,
really?
Because I will forget.
Yeah. Well, we got it on our phones. First thing that pops up is time and date.
That's right.
But anyway, Tim Wildman here with Ed Vitagliano. Again, good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Great to be here.
Been back to Owensboro lately?
No, it's been a while. I need to get back to... back over there to eat some burgoo and some mutton.
At the Moonlight.
At the Moonlight on Parrish Avenue.
I'm shocked. Usually, to start the show off, you have some joke.
Yeah.
Well, I ask him a question.
No. I just said I was glad to be here. Ed's right. So, the young ladies, back in the day, I'm talking way back at the turn of the century, they said that Samuel Morse was a dashing young man. Mm-hmm. You might have to connect the dots to be able to get that.
Well, I'm sorry
now. You need to find you a different well to draw from, brother.
Samuel Morse.
Yeah, We got it.
You're down to the muck. You're down to the muck at the bottom of that well.
Yes.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on
first
American.
First-time callers.
First-time callers today, so first-time callers.
So why don't we give the number? It's because there's hardly anybody lining up, folks. Wink, wink. Let's get, if you want to try to get on, if you've never been on the air with us, here's the number to call, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. First time callers only, and you have to be 11 years old or up.
That's right, and we're going to ask three questions each. You call in and answer one of ours and ask us a trivia question. That's what we prefer, and... one of the trivia questions is a mystery question, and you will hear this sound. Yes, JJ, the what?
Beloved cowbell
shall ring, and all the world will know that you have won yourself an AFR stainless steel. I'm telling you, it's stainless.
It is.
It's not just steel. It's stainless steel. You can try to stain it if you want to, but it ain't going to work. It's a stainless steel travel mug that you can carry with you wherever you go. It's got AFR on the outside of it, so... you win that if the cowbell rings.
Right.
All right.
If you land on that question, one of our original nine questions, land on that, answer it correctly, and be nice to win something on this Friday morning.
Absolutely.
Is that all the rules? We covered everything?
The age requirements.
Yeah, I already said that. Yeah. Hey, let me just let people know if they want to watch the live stream.
Who wouldn't?
If you want to watch the live video stream of this show, you have three options. You can go to Facebook and search for Today's Issues.
We are waving.
Or you can go to YouTube, search for Today's Issues Live. That's normally the name of this program, Monday through Thursday. Or you can go to our own streaming platform, stream.afa.net, stream.afa.net.
Not Scream.
Not Scream.
Stream.
That is the new name for our website.
Is it new and improved?
It was streaming.afa.net. Now it's stream.afa. So I guess we streamlined it.
A lot of churches changing their name to Stream something or another.
That's right.
Brook, Running Water. Lake of Life.
Yes.
You know, we got to have some kind of water in there.
Cascade.
Pond of Purity.
Come to the Cascade.
The Cascade of... anyway.
Yeah.
I guess we need to move on. Let's give our questions. How about that?
Hey, I'm ready. Here are my three questions. First question. There's a new Planet of the Apes movie coming out. I'm not a huge fan of Planet of the Apes, but I do remember this from high school. I hope you do too. Who wrote the book Planet of the Apes? Before Charlton Heston,
right.
Movie.
You had to read it. You had to read about it.
Had to read it. Who wrote the book Planet of the Apes? Folks, you just look it up. A good way of doing it. Second question, if you take something that needs repairing to a luthier, what is being fixed? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you,
if
you take your something, luthy to a luthier.
If you take something that needs repairing to a luthier, what's being fixed?
Mm.
And then third question, emoticon. We all love emoticons on our phones, the little smiling face, the little laughing face, the little crying face, emoticons. All right, that's a blend. That word is a blend of what two words?
Emoticons?
Emoticon.
I thought they went in like candy bars. They don't go in.
They might go in some candy bars.
Aren't they the little nuts that go in candy bars? I mean,
I'm not.
I think you're thinking of almonds.
Oh, almonds. That's it, JJ. Almonds.
I know I've taken emoticons sometimes when I have an upset stomach, but
you know what? Speaking of almonds,
yes.
That commercial.
Now, I don't know. Funny. Maybe you run into this in other parts of the country. What right. I'm about to say.
Yeah.
But here in the Deep South where we live, if I order salmon.
Yeah.
Inevitably, two out of three servers or people on the phone taking my order, I'm going to pick up the food, tell me, so you want salmon?
No, really?
JJ shaking his head, yes.
Yeah, because I do it.
Salmon.
I say it that way.
Yeah, salmon.
I say it the wrong way, yes.
Salmon. And that's a moment of confliction for me because I don't know, do I want to correct a person? I really don't because I don't want to. An angry person going back getting my food?
No.
Right. You know what I'm saying? We've all been there, right?
That is wise.
But yeah.
As far as we know.
So I've just decided to let it go.
Yeah.
And
correct them.
Just like the song. You can even sing it.
Let it go.
You need to sing it to yourself.
Salmon?
Help remember.
All right, go ahead.
I'm done.
Okay.
Here's what I've got. First question. This king from the Bible, this king of Judah was only 7 years old when he took the throne and reigned in Jerusalem 40 years. Name him. This king of Judah was only 7 years old when he took the throne and reigned in Jerusalem 40 years. Name him.
Tim's being cynical because he when he reads through, he goes king after king after king. Next one up, let me guess. He did evil in the sight of the Lord.
Right, right. Three out of four did evil. Then one was a good king.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but he was a good king, except
yeah.
he left those altars under every on every green hill, under every shade tree. He did everything but remove those.
Those almond altars?
That's right. Second question, what quintet featured Danny, Donnie, Joe, Jonathan, and Jordan? What quintet featured Danny, Donnie, Joe, Jonathan, and Jordan. The Generation Xers are yelling at the radio. They know. Third question, true or false? The butterfly uses its hind feet for tasting. Is that true or false?
I hope not.
The butterfly uses its hind feet for tasting. And if it is true, boy, the Lord knew what he was doing and not let horses use their hind feet.
I didn't know butterflies had hind feet.
Well, it may not be true. It may be false.
Maybe they don't.
That's right.
An assumption you make with the question.
That's right. Right? Yeah. That's right.
Is it my turn?
Your turn.
Okay, listen, I didn't just go to the internet and pull down these questions I got. I studied and researched, right? Huh?
Yeah.
You're like, sitting there eating like, some salmon.
Like some people on our panel here.
Yeah.
Who just flip on the internet, get five trivia questions. I researched these and studied them. All right, so here's my first question. This is a baby boomer question. I usually have one. There were two married couples in the 1970s that had both hit TV shows and they were music stars.
Okay? Oh, I immediately know one.
I can think of one.
But I'm okay. trying to think of that. Oh.
There were two that are household names to baby boomers, okay? That were married couples that have TV shows and were also music stars. You got it?
Yeah, right. I'm picturing
that's the first question.
That fellow with Mr. Ed touring, and I don't know if I can't picture him in those sold out arenas with Mr. Ed.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say one of them right off the top, Donnie and Marie Osmond. Weren't they? I'm just kidding. They were brother and sister.
They were brother and sister. No, they were married. I think that's against the Bible.
It was a joke for all of our listeners in Arkansas. Yeah. All right, I'm just trying to.
Oh my goodness!
Whoa!
When you're in a hole,
you're on, Ed.
You're in a hole.
We got a lot of donors from Arkansas. I know that you're going to shut out.
Come on, folks. You know I'm kidding.
Okay. All right. Here's my second question. Don't kid about this. Okay.
Okay.
Don't make fun of Arkansas or.
I taught high school in Arkansas. Okay. I love Arkansas.
You know what we say in Mississippi, right? Thank God for Arkansas.
Yes.
Or we'd be last in everything.
Right.
Okay.
They say the same thing about Mississippi.
That's what Arkansas says about us. All right, here we go. Second question. What is the main ingredient of gummy bears?
Oh, please don't ruin gummy bears for me.
What is the main ingredient?
It's some kind of vitamin. I know it's all natural. So which gummy your vitamin bear. Is? Somebody's going to
I've had
right
two
on
gummy
it.
Bears in my life. I can't,
are you serious?
I can't stand them.
If there was no such thing as gummy bears, I wouldn't take vitamins.
Really? Well, I don't like the texture of that. It tastes like rubber to me.
Oh.
It feels like rubber to me.
Don't knock rubber. All right. Never tried it.
I used to taste, what are you people do in Boston?
I used to taste it with my rear legs.
My wife was talking about something. They're trying to really eat natural.
Here we go.
But she said that margarine was one molecule away from being plastic. In the real breakdown of what margarine is, it's one molecule away from being plastic.
I believe it. Yes. All right, here we go. My final question. All right, so I want three expressions, and you'll get an AFR stainless steel travel mug.
Here we go.
Do this, because it's not easy. I want three common expressions that we use that has the word cat in it. For example, if I said, like the cat that ate the canary.
Ah, okay.
If I said, like, that would be one expression. There are many expressions that we use a cat.
But that's not, is that one of the three you're looking
not.
For? Okay.
No, it's not.
Yeah. First one that comes to me has to do with Donnie Marie. I'm not even going to.
I just use that as an example. Okay. Is that right? I understand?
Yeah, no, I understand.
Good. Okay. Really all right, go. Good.
All right. We're going to go first to Mississippi, and Douglas is on the line. Douglas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I can't speak for the other guys.
Douglas.
I
think
we're blessed, buddy. Glad you got in. First-time caller. Where in Mississippi, Douglas?
I live in Scott County, so I can pick you guys up on three different transmitters.
Wonderful.
92.5, mm-hmm. 91.7, and 90.5. So I think this is one of the places that has full coverage.
Hey, yeah. My wife is from Scott County. She's from Morton, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Are y'all? I know. That's the way most people act if they know where Morton is.
Is that where do you live? Do you live there? Forest?
I live in Forest, but I'm up in Sebastopol.
Oh. Okay.
That's a song right there. I live in Forest, but I'm up in Sebastopol. All right, go ahead, Douglas. Ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both, but I'd like to ask a question.
Okay.
That's part of the both. You can go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay. So, can you name the first ship that successfully laid a transatlantic telegraph cable? And when?
So who can't?
I don't know about the ship, but that was, wasn't that like in, have I got the decade right? Like 1912? Right in there? 1904.
No. Earlier than that.
Wow.
That would be like 1908, something like that, right?
I'm going to go with we're going to have probably different answers.
Yeah, go ahead,
Douglas.
Ed.
I think it's like 1880 or something like that.
I took a little trip.
You did?
Down the
because no, the what do you call it? The
telegraph.
It's a telegraph. Yeah. That's from the. I'm going to say 1880.
Telegraph cable.
Is it 1880?
I don't know the name of the ship.
I'm going to go with
the love boat. I think maybe
the love boat.
Or was that, if I got
I'm going to go with the USS Enterprise.
Yeah.
There you boldly go. Going where no man has gone before.
I'm with Ed on this.
Sorry, Douglas. We don't know the name of the ship, man. Go ahead.
Well, it was laid by a ship called the Great Eastern. Mm-hmm. And it was right after the Civil War, maybe around 1869, 1870.
Wow.
Was the first successful one. The ship was called the Great Eastern, and it was designed to carry enough coal to go from the United Kingdom all the way to Australia. And after it was built, they figured out nobody wanted to go there, but it had such a huge space, they converted it to a cable ship to carry the cable to cross the Atlantic.
That's some good trivia.
Wow, that's excellent trivia.
Can you imagine a cable across the Atlantic Ocean from Great Britain to New York, probably? And
yep.
That I'm guessing that's 3,000 or 4,000 miles worth
that's
of cable.
That's a lot of cable and a lot of coal.
That wouldn't have been at one, but they had to. Anyway.
It would have been at one time. Because
yeah.
You couldn't split it.
Well, they actually spliced it on board. There's three cable tanks. I actually sailed on cable ships. I've crossed the Atlantic 5 times on 4 different ships, and I've laid cable across the Atlantic a couple times. So it's quite the trip.
Wow.
That's amazing. What a job.
Yeah,
Douglas.
And what a good.
What was your job out there?
I was an electronics technician. I maintained the gyros, the GPS, all the computer systems.
Okay.
Service for cable equipment, all that stuff.
Okay, you didn't like fish for dinner then. You actually were actually doing.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, yeah. I was. No. I was. My stateroom was up on the captain's deck. I was treated like an officer.
Yeah.
Life was good for me. I had my own espresso maker in the room, and that was.
Hey, did
life
you
was
ever?
Good for me.
Did
yeah.
you ever hit a big storm?
A couple of times, and one time we were laying a cable to Hawaii, and we got a call from ComNav Subpac. And they asked us what our layback was, because when the cable hits the water from the ship, between hitting the water and the bottom of the ocean, it's 4 kilometers, but the layback can be as far as 26 kilometers.
What does that mean, the layback?
What does layback mean?
Okay, the amount of cable suspended in the water from the point where it touches the bottom of the ocean to the point where it touches the top of the ocean to the ship, because you're laying it almost like you're laying you're dropping a fire, not a fire hose, but a fishing line out of a blimp.
Well, here's the deal. We call that slack where we're from. They're calling asking
yeah.
how much slack you got hanging up there, because we got a torpedo. We got a submarine coming
yep.
through there.
Wow.
26 kilometers.
Actually, we did. We had to.
Yeah.
Actually, we did. We had to stop and wait for 4 hours for a boomer to cross underneath of us because they didn't want to catch the cable.
Yeah.
So
wow.
you, so the submarine contacted you, or? How did you know the sub was there?
Because ComNav SurfPac told us. Because
oh.
they know where the submarines are at.
Wow.
Because they're in a certain spot in the ocean. So we had to stop and wait for about 4 hours.
That's fascinating.
I get those texts from ComNav SurfPac. It's usually in the middle of the night, and my phone dings, and I say, not another one. You know, I can't do all their work for them.
All right,
so
Douglas.
Douglas,
that's fascinating, Douglas. So what did he answer one of our questions?
No, he's yeah. got. He wants to answer one.
Yeah, which one do you want to answer?
The, I think the second one. It's about a Fourier, or what's that?
Oh,
word?
Luthier.
A Luthier.
All
yeah,
right, let me go ahead. Let me
yeah,
go ahead
ask
and
the
ask
question,
the question again. If you take something that needs repairing to a luthier, what is being fixed, Douglas?
A stringed instrument with a music box.
Yes,
wow.
like a guitar.
Wow.
Like a guitar.
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Right.
You can.
I looked it up while I was on hold.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well,
smart,
you can also you can lay guitar string from London to New York. It takes a little longer than cable,
yeah.
but you can do that if you need
yeah.
to.
Hey, Douglas, that was
great trivia.
Yeah. Great trivia. That was fascinating.
Yeah, thank you, Douglas.
Thank
appreciate
you, Douglas.
It, brother.
Think of the different careers, the different lives that people
yeah.
have lived. That's
that's probably top of the list as far as the most unusual job
yeah.
I've heard somebody have that called into the show. You're listening to Trivia Friday. Next call.
Oh, we go to Virginia, and Ron
really?
Is on the line. Absolutely. Ron, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Boy, I tell you, it's a miracle I got through. I've been trying for years.
Wow.
Well, here you are, Ron, so don't disappoint.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't blow it. you know, because anyway. Well, Ryan, now, where do you live in Virginia?
I really love your show. Thank you, brother.
Where do you live in Virginia, man?
Outside of Richmond, called Chesterfield.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Been to Richmond and your area many times. All right. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay. Which one, Ryan, which one do you want to...
I think the couples on TV and have a singing career.
All right, let me re-ask the question. You can answer it. Here's the question I have. There were two married couples in the 1970s that had both hit television shows and they were music stars. Name them.
Well, of course, Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher is the one that I knew. Sonny and Cher is one of them. Sonny and Cher had, hold on just a second. Sonny and Cher had a hit TV show from 71 to 74. Then they got divorced, but then they came back in 76, 77. While divorced, they had another TV show. So they had two stints in the 70s. Sonny and Cher, yes, that's one of them. Who's the other one?
Captain Tennille.
Captain and Tennille.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right. About them.
Okay.
Because it had to be in the 70s, right?
Captain and, yes.
Way to go, Ron.
Oh, you said it had to be in the 70s.
Good. Whoa.
Yeah, I'm a baby boomer, and I watch those shows all the time.
Okay. Did I say something wrong?
No, because JJ was wondering about Lucy and Ricky, but they didn't have really a singing career. And they weren't in the 70s.
Yeah.
Lucy and Ricky. Okay. I love Lucy. What's that?
Captain and Tennille and Sonny and Cher.
That's great.
Yeah, you got it right, brother.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend. Hey,
does he have a
question for us?
Good question. I'm going to ask a question.
Yes, sir.
He's waited 10 years to get on. JJ wanted to run him off before he had a chance to ask his question.
you guys make fun of Dollar General. The question is, how many stores are in the USA as of 2024?
All right. First of all, let me clarify. I don't really make fun of Dollar General because I avail myself of Dollar General frequently.
You make fun of how they pop them out of nowhere.
Yes.
Well, now this is going to be a little bit of a revolving door question because it's 10:27 Central Time. And in the middle of us answering the question, there's going to be another one.
Another 400 stores are going to open up. I'll give you
within 2,000.
Within 2,000?
Wow.
I have no idea.
What's the question? I missed the question.
How many Dollar Generals are there in the U.S.?
Yeah.
And he said we can get within 2,000.
And I'm going to say 10,000. Just a guess.
I'm gonna say 25,000. I know that sounds absurd.
I'm gonna say 6,000.
Okay. All right. So anyone close, Ron?
The 25,000 is the closest. As of 2024, and the internet this morning, 18,912.
Wow.
Wait a minute. How many? 18,000.
18,912.
Dollar Generals on the U.S.
Yeah,
there's
the U.S.
three. I'm not making this up. There's three within 7 miles of our house. Three Dollar Generals.
Yeah.
One a quarter mile, then there was one about 8 miles away, and they put one between those.
Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you, Brother Ron.
Thanks, you did great, man.
Glad he got in.
I had no idea there was that many Dollar Generals.
That's almost 19,000.
Yeah. We've shopped at half of them. Yeah. Our family has.
All right. So we shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Stay with us.
Did you know that every day, Preborn's network of clinics experiences 200 miracles? How? Preborn gives women with unplanned pregnancies a window into their womb through free ultrasounds, introducing them to the beautiful life growing inside. Once she meets her child inside her womb and hears their heartbeat, the chance of her baby's life doubles. Because of the generosity of you and me, who donate just $28 to sponsor an ultrasound, Preborn can do this. The cost of a dinner to save a life, the most worthwhile investment you can make. All gifts are tax deductible and go entirely to saving babies. Someday you may meet a baby that you rescued and you can give them a hug. Or maybe they'll give you a hug. Maybe they'll even save your life as they grow and pursue meaningful careers. One thing is for sure, you will never regret saving a child's life because life is a miracle. Please donate your best gift today. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
All right, that is the theme from
I Love Tennille.
Oh,
Captain
Tennille. Tony, Orlando, and Dawn.
Hey, the Captain and Tennille TV show only lasted like from 76 to 77, so it was short-lived. Sonny and Cher was much – they had a higher-rated TV show.
Yeah.
But
you know why the others weren't? Because not one single time during their show in 1 year did he say, I've got you, babe. He didn't turn to his wife and say that, and they said,
"Oh, you mean on Captain and Tennille?"
Yeah, they said, "We can't keep you on the air."
They just said, "Love will keep us together."
You know, hey, well played.
They just said that.
Give him a fist bump for me.
Fist bump,
but it didn't.
That's from JJ.
Problem is, it didn't.
No, it didn't keep them together.
No, it didn't.
Wait, somebody in Hollywood, their marriage didn't make it.
I know, right? All right, let's repeat our questions, fellas, and then back to the phones. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're here every Friday from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time. Adjust your clocks and radios. And we're here Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Go ahead, Professor Ed.
All right. First question. There's a new Planet of the Apes movie coming out. But who
wrote the book?
I thought you
were going to say there's a new planet.
A new
coming
planet
out.
Yeah, well, after Pluto.
Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah, they just do it. They don't ask anybody, like you say, JJ.
Right. Nobody in Congress said anything. He just woke up one day, kicked the cat, said, I've got the power. I'm going to kick Pluto
out of the...
Who's going to challenge me on
it? That's right. Who wrote the book Planet of the Apes? Second question. We all use emoticons. It's another word for emojis in our texts, smiling face, laughing face, whatever. But the word emoticon is a blend of what two words? What two words do you stick together to get this word emoticon? I will add a question since I've had one answered. What U.S. state has used the motto colorful on its car license plates? What U.S. state has used the motto colorful on its car
license
plates?
That's it? That's their motto?
Yes.
That's lame.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's what I've got. First question.
Fire that committee.
First question from the Bible. This king of Judah was only 7 years old when he took the throne and reigned in Jerusalem 40 years. Name him. 7-year-old king.
They call him the backpack king.
Where are you going with that backpack? What is that in your hand? Oh, that's a skateboard. Dude, you're 3,000 years too early.
I'll be home at 3:30. So I'm going to do my king thing for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Could I have some Pop-Tarts?
And a juice box.
Come back to my palace. Juice box.
Off with his head.
Oh, my word. Here's what I've got. Second question. What quintet featured Danny, Donnie, Joe, Jonathan, and Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
What quintet featured Danny, Donnie, Joe, Jonathan, and Jordan? Third question, true or false? The butterfly uses its hind feet for tasting.
Mm-mm-mm.
The butterfly uses its hind feet for tasting. And I really never associated hind feet with a butterfly. That's kind of like, hey, be careful around that donkey. He kicks you to them hind feet. You're going to have more than a migraine. you just hind feet. You just say horse or mule.
Yeah.
Not like, easy, easy. Yeah. I saw that butterfly spin around, and he's got those, his ears are laid back, and he's got those hind feet poised.
Oh, my goodness. All right, my turn?
Yes, sir.
All right, what is the main ingredient of gummy bears? What is the main ingredient of gummy bears? All right, number two. This is for a free AFR stainless steel travel mug be sent to your home if you get this question right. Give me three expressions that we use commonly that involve a cat. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about.
Right.
We say sometimes like the cat that ate the canary. Right? You heard that expression?
Yes, absolutely.
Like the cat that ate the canary?
We had a cat once that ate a canary.
Seriously?
My wife was horrified.
No, wow. You're kidding.
I am kidding.
Yeah.
I can't help myself.
Right. But you get the idea?
Yes. That's a really good question.
Okay, and then my third question, since I've had that Sonny and Cher and Captain and Tennille answered, is this. What is the word for the fear of having peanut butter stick to the roof of your mouth?
The fear of it.
There is an actual word.
For being afraid of having peanut butter stick to the roof?
Yes, do you believe that? There is an actual word. What is the word for the fear of having peanut butter stick to the roof of your mouth? If you know this word without having to look it up, we'll give you half this studio. You know what I'm saying?
half the studio? I hope you're talking about your half.
Well, we'll get a couple of microphones, a camera or two. Maybe
and some, your popcorn bag.
Yeah, my popcorn. I never knew that.
Now, if it's so hard, I'm just curious, why'd you use it as a question?
Because I wanted to stretch our listeners challenges.
Sometimes you got
to
challenge them.
That's right. Some are going to go on and get their master's. They might try to get their doctorate.
Kind of like trigonometry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is. You're
stretching.
Stretching.
You're stretching your brain. Go ahead, Ed. Who's next?
All right. We go to Minnesota.
No, we don't.
Minnesota. And Terry is on the line. Terry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, fellas. I just wanted to call and thank you for your program. Most Fridays, when I get a chance to listen to you, I spend an hour and a half either smiling or laughing.
Well, thank you, Terry. That's why we're here, brother.
You can probably tell the program's not scripted.
there's no practice session at 7 o'clock for this record.
And as a result, there's no rhyme or reason to it.
This is hope you don't mess up your life by saying something utterly stupid.
Like by insulting Arkansas, I did earlier.
Where do you live in Minnesota, Terry?
You've heard of Rochester?
Yes, we have, yeah.
Where's the 30 miles from there?
On I-30 there?
No, we're out in the country. Have you heard of Austin and the Hormel Company?
Montevideo?
No, Montevideo, that's a different direction.
All right.
We're in the southeast corner, kind of.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Terry,
30 miles from Interstate 90.
My bad.
Out in the country.
Terry and professors, I've got to tell you, once I was doing I had a speaking thing in Minnesota, which I don't get up there very often. And Terry, sometimes people will be so nice and there'll be a gift basket in a hotel. I got this gift basket in Minnesota. And there was not one thing in the basket that I recognized. Terry will know this. There was lutefish. Mm-hmm. You've heard of lutefish, right, Terry? And three or four things like that I said, I don't know if I'm supposed to eat this or rub it on my arms. It was just like, it was interesting that you get in different parts of the world. But I thought, this is really, really interesting that I've never
things native heard of, to Minnesota.
Never heard of any of this. And lutefish and two or three things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
Terry, ask, answer, or do both, brother.
You fry them.
I don't know. Terry, what do you do with lutefisk? Lutefisk. You eat it, right?
It's. I don't do much eating of it, but we're close to a lot of Norwegians, and we had a guy out in the country. He had a little his own little Walmart for years. And in the fall, he had people coming from all over the state to get lutefisk and pickled herring.
Yeah, pickled herring might have been one of the others. Hey, listen, ask, answer, or do both.
I had an uncle pickle herring. that's what they call
your
him.
Your nickname was Pick.
I don't want to tell you why they call him Pickle.
But, here's the deal. For these senior citizens, they've started this pickle herring thing to take the place of tennis. Pickle herring ball.
Pickle herring. Pickle herring.
Hey, Terry, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
I should know the one on that king, but I don't. So I'll just, I got a question for you guys that got inspired here a while ago. You had a caller that called in, and I forget his last name, but he was kind of saying, you know, you should have to put up with my last name. And one of you was willing to trade names with him, and that just put this into my head. I don't know if you'll enjoy it or not, but okay. I'll give it a shot. If a husband, it's a multiple choice question. If a husband is named Wild Man, is his wife a wild man, a wild woman, or both?
I'll give you a, you may give you a tip, Terry. I'll give you a tip.
This is free.
Stay away from wild women. That's my tip for you.
Don't take wooden nickels. Don't rub lutefisk on your arm.
Stay away from wild women.
Stay away from wild women.
That's right. I think you're the one to answer that.
What now?
Wild man, wild woman, or
what's the question?
If you're last,
I think you're just having some fun. Hey, Terry, thank you so much for listening to AFR.
I don't think Terry's taking a shot at my last name. I think he's making fun.
Well, Terry, you're not alone in that.
I can take it.
Hey, Terry, have a great weekend, and thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Well, okay.
I tell you the story behind that. I've told it 100 times, but. You know, when you get old, you say things over and over again. You don't even realize.
I can't remember that you told it.
Okay, well, there you go. You're getting older too, right?
Good.
Anyway, so my last name is Wildmon, and I'm about to give you my Social Security number, so and my Visa, so you can, identity theft me. Anyway, my last name is Wildmon. My grandmother. In the 1920s.
And not great-great-grandmother, your grandmother.
In the 1920s, yeah, my grandmother. She married my grandfather, obviously, and his name was Wildman. It was Wildman.
Wild Man.
Wild Man. Well, she didn't grow up with that name. She married into it. She decided, I don't like this because I don't like the jokes.
And she's spunky.
Yeah. And I don't know how much the jokes were, you know, but Wild Man, you get the jokes. Hey,
oh,
your name's Wild Man. Hey, you know, and everybody thinks they're original with the jokes.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
So she decided, you know, I don't like this anymore. I'm just going to change her name. So she started writing it everywhere she went, Wildmon, Wildmon. And she didn't
taught the kids.
Didn't check,
she didn't
check.
She didn't register with anybody. She didn't call anybody. Yeah. She didn't write anybody.
But she taught the kids to write M O N.
So from there on, after
all
our family tree right there just started writing their name Wildmon. It's still Wild Man, and
here we are.
Here we are today. So I'm saying, I don't even know if I'm legal.
No, you're not legal. And hey,
I don't want you telling anybody.
Going on here.
Okay? Just
you can trust me.
Your family single-handedly wrecked Ancestry.com because they got a glitch now because they can't reconcile that. But the thing I think is worth noting, we're not talking great-great-grandma. I met your grandmother. In our lifetime, your grandmother said, I'm not doing this. And back in the day when you wrote everything and everything was pencil and paper, she just said, I'm going to start writing it different, and then now it's stuck.
Yeah, here we are today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fascinating story.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right. Let's go to Maryland, and Samuel is on the line, and Samuel is 11 years old. Samuel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How you doing? Where do you live in Maryland?
I look pretty close to... like Western Maryland.
He lives where?
West Virginia. Pretty close to West Virginia.
That's far away from the carjacking.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Good.
Carjacking capital there in Baltimore.
Yeah. Hey, Samuel.
He lives near West Virginia, I think is what he's saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pennsylvania.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Samuel?
I want to do both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The cat one.
Oh, Tim. He wants to do the cat question. All right, so
okay,
now,
I'm
Samuel,
ready.
You know that if you get this right,
yeah,
you win a stainless steel travel mug, even though you're probably not old enough to do much traveling. But
I know. Well, okay, here we go. So the question that Samuel's about to answer is, I want three expressions that use the word cat in them that we commonly say. For example, like the cat that ate the canary. We say that. Everybody's heard that expression. I want three expressions like that that use the word cat. And Samuel's about to give us three. Go ahead, Samuel.
Skin the cat.
Skin? Yeah, that is an expression.
That's fine. Yeah.
We don't endorse that.
Right.
But we do know it
sometimes happens.
There's more than one way to skin a cat. We've all heard that expression.
That's
go
right.
ahead. Go ahead. What's your second one? Samuel, what's your second one?
Curiosity killed the cat.
That is two.
That's two. Got to go one more, Samuel.
You're getting a lifeline. That's good.
All right, you got to come up with an answer, though, Samuel.
I thought cat nine lives would be one.
The cat has... I'll give it to you.
Nine lives.
Like a cat who has nine lives.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's a common expression. Way to go.
Way to go. That's right. There for a moment, the cat had your tongue. I'm glad you came through.
Hey, JJ. Well played, JJ. Actually, that was one of them that I had.
Were there others?
The cat got your tongue.
How about while the cat's away, the mice will play?
Curiosity kill the cat. While the cat's away, the mice will play. That's another one. And like the cat that ate the canary, and you let the cat out of the bag.
Oh yeah,
another good one.
You know,
yeah.
Fraidy or scaredy cat. You know, there are many you can use throughout the day, and I would challenge people.
Like the cat that tasted its food with its hind feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or something like that.
Hey,
Samuel, go ahead. Ask your question of us.
In rodeo.
Uh-huh.
In saddle bronc and bareback.
Okay.
Name two things out of three things.
Okay.
That would get you no score.
That would get you no score?
Uh-huh.
Okay, ask the question one more time, please. I'm trying to bring up my rodeo.
In rodeo.
Uh-huh.
In bareback and saddle bronc riding.
Okay.
Name two of three things that can get you no points.
JJ, you're the closest person to a horse person.
If you'd have mentioned bull riding, but...
Bareback, saddleback. You get no points.
Bareback and saddle, I'm not sure. I really don't know. And so, what's the answer?
Well, let me think back from my rodeo days.
In Boston?
Right. All right, what's the answer, Samuel?
Touching the horse with your free hand.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And getting bucked off.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Getting bucked off.
It's the obvious, but then touching, that's like the cow, too. You can't touch it with your free hand when you're doing
I would say
bulls.
Getting bucked off, you should get some points. You know, that's a pretty, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
You take a bucking and it falls off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should get something.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, buddy. Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Hey,
we need
Samuel,
to get his address.
I'm going to put you on hold, and then Cindy Roberts is going to get your information, and we will I don't know if you're old enough to drink coffee, but we're going to send you a AFR travel mug. I guess you can put whatever you want.
Coke in there or water or
okay.
whatever.
All right, so I'll put you on hold. Well played there, Samuel. Good for you.
Absolutely. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University
on American.
Go ahead.
On American Family Radio.
I was just going to say, where the cats meow.
Oh, God.
Each Friday.
One. Hey, that's another one, JJ.
Yep, cats meow.
JJ.
I can't turn it off.
Yeah, that's okay. You keep rolling. All right, let's ask our questions again, fellas.
Okay. First question, who wrote the book Planet of the Apes? That's what all these movies are based on. There was a book. Who wrote it? Who's the author? Uh-huh. Second question, emoticon, those little faces you use when text messages.
I thought those were emojis.
They can be. They're called emojis, but okay. They originally were, the proper name is emoticon. I think emoji may be a kind of like a brand of
emoticon. Emoticon does sound like something you need to plug up or plug in, don't you think? Plug in that emoticon over there. Would you do that for me, honey?
Plug in the emoticon?
Yeah.
You know who unplugged the emoticon?
Yeah, who unplugged the emoticon?
Yeah.
Now I got to reset it. Go ahead.
Emoticon is a word is a blend of what two words? Two words were combined to give us that word emoticon. And then third question, what U.S. state has used the motto colorful on its license plates? Admittedly, as Tim said, not very creative, but it is one of the 50, and it's one of the lower 48. Mm-hmm. That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. This king of Judah was only 7 years old when he took the throne and reigned in Jerusalem for 40 years. Name him. 7-year-old king of Judah. Second question. What music quintet featured Danny, Donnie, Joe, Jonathan, and Jordan? I thought that would last for about 30 seconds and someone would yell out the answer to that one. Third question, true or false, the butterfly uses its hind feet for tasting. Is that true or false? The butterfly uses its hind feet for tasting.
All right, here are my two questions. One is, what is the main ingredient of gummy bears? Number two, there is an actual word. If you can give me this word, I don't know. I'll fall down prostrate.
You mean prostrate?
That too. I'll fall down either way and acknowledge your wordsmith. You going to let me finish here?
Yes. I think you're finished right now.
I'm asking you to quit looking at me.
You looked at him like the Loch Ness monster. Yeah,
please just look down. Don't look at me. I'm not going to be able to.
All right, I'll just do this from now on.
Yeah, do this. You read the ingredients on the back of a Coke. All right, and see what you're drinking. You're poisoning yourself.
That's right.
Happily, though.
I'm being filled with gummy bears.
I'm pickled.
There is a word for the fear of having peanut butter stuck to the top of your mouth.
Yeah, everybody's experienced that at some point in their life, if you think about it.
There's an actual word. What is that word? What is that word? And so look it up, because I would say to you, you can look it up. It ain't going to make no difference, because you ain't going to be able to pronounce it anyway. I guarantee you.
I guarantee.
So I know I slaughtered the King's English right there, but I'm just saying it plain. Back to the phones, Ed.
Plain or chunky?
Oh, wow.
See, I put it on a T.
Yes.
I put it on a T, and Ed knocked it over the fence.
That's right.
Put it on.
That's what I do.
JJ's hit about 3 homers.
That's why I'm here.
Off my T today.
All right, Georgia. That's where we're going. Georgia's on my mind. Todd is on our show. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Todd. Where do you live in Georgia?
Big city of Nashville, Georgia.
Nashville, Georgia.
I didn't know there was a Nashville, Georgia.
I almost made it there.
He showed up with his flat top.
It's a real growing.
Here's the deal.
It's a growing community. Yes, we have 4 red lights now.
Wow. Impressive.
You're going to need a mayor.
Here's the deal. Tim Wild, man, he showed up in Nashville with a flat top. He waited tables for nigh on 2 years. And then he said, I'm just trying to make it, break in here in Nashville. They said, oh, this is Nashville, Georgia.
He got the wrong name.
Had to start all over.
I tell you what we got to do right here, brother. We got to stop. Todd, take a break, and you hold on, if you would, please. And then we'll come back in just a few minutes, because I don't want to rush you and rush our conversation here.
Yeah, can you wait, Todd, for a few minutes?
Stick around five minutes.
Yeah, sure. We've got nothing else to do in Nashville.
Hey, good
only
one.
Have four. That is really
listen, good. Hey, we'll pay for the phone call. Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, then we'll go back to our brother Todd in Nashville, Georgia.
Tomorrow, our daughter Maddie is graduating with honors from Blue Mountain Christian University, an outstanding Christian school in North Mississippi. She has been a straight-A student since kindergarten, and we're just so proud of her. A lot of graduations taking place, high school, college, across the country.
Straight-A since kindergarten?
Since kindergarten.
Wow.
Yeah. And graduating, I get all that cum laude, you know, magna cum laude.
Yeah, right. What was your contribution to this?
DNA, brother. Okay. DNA.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.